Undergraduate?
You gonna present on this thing, GrowCoolie.com?
Oh, he has his own website, huh?
Got a website, I have profile there, and sometimes when arguments come against Blue Day, then I try and...
He just doing things Blue Day. He does a good job. Mm-hmm.
This group with me, Mom and Nanda, and we do together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a philosophical rhythm all together.
No, I don't know anything. No, I could have kept on the gun before.
No, no. Did you hear what he did at the Austin, the big Alton Year Temple?
Oh, no.
Tell the story with that, what's his name?
What?
Ma Mantra, though.
Ma Mantra, this one?
Yeah, with Ma Mantra, is it? Sinyasi was Sloping Head, my old cook on the bus. What was his name?
Madamaj.
Madamaj. Oh, he was there. Yeah. He used to be in Kusabaran for a long time, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was there. I was in the classic. You probably won't be, he won't be playing favor of this stroke that I quoted.
Well, anyway, tell an example though.
Madamaj, he came and he was just randomly started talking to me and Drew about Krishna and Vrindavan when we couldn't attain Krishna and so and so and so. And he quoted one sloka and I said, Radha Mele Shramani Me Radhe Gora Sanamajana Mohidi Vrindavan Gora.
That's probably the worst thing
he's done. Yeah. And then he said, okay, Hare Krishna, and he walked off.
I didn't expect the Gurukuli to come back with heavy
a slok in Brij Bas. This is Brij Bas part.
Yeah. I don't think you're so in favor of that stuff. Maybe Radha Merari could that.
Yeah. No, the thing is, this is Brij Bas part.
Uh-huh.
So actually, in a discussion between Gaudiya Vaishnavas, not Praman.
Uh-huh.
Not Praman. But he was saying what? That we can't attain Krishna in Vrindavan?
No, yeah. he was glorifying Krishna and, you know, but I thought I'd glorify
Radhika. Radhika. Then you should tell some verse in Sanskrit verse, Pramanic verse from our Acharyas.
Yeah, I know.
This verse pattern we use, only for some mood, in our own Sangha.
Yeah, well, this is the whole thing.
If you're discussing with anyone else, then you should use the, hey, what's this? What's that?
The black box.
No distribution. Then you should use a Pramanic verse. If you want to glorify Radhika, then you could say, Yo Brahma Rudra Sukhanarada Vishwamukha Lakshitana Sansa Purushasya Pasya Sadhya Vasikarana Charana Mananta Shaktim from Radhikam Paracharami Anusmami Kudarasam. Like this, you tell. Krishna is very hard to attain. This is true. Even Brahma, Rudra, Shukra, Narad, Bhishma, Pu Kumar, Dwadash Mahajan, Nava Yogendras, they cannot attain. It's very hard for them. He's invisible for them. But Sajova Sikara Nachana Ananta Shakti. But that Krishna becomes under control of what? That person who simply remembers the dust on the feet of Radhika. They cannot attain Krishna. But that person who, that sadhak in this world, who simply remembers the dust on Radhika's feet, what's the feet of remember Radhika? Then, Krishna becomes under that person's control immediately, easily. But he's just mashing puff rice. Gurudev's giving him. This is like crushing puff rice. Very easy.
So
this is the glory of Radhika. Radhika can control Krishna. Radhika's foot dust can control Krishna. No, anyone who just remembers the foot dust of Radhika can control Krishna. That's how powerful the brain. It's actually glory of Mahabhav. So this verse is glorifying Radhika's Mahabhav. It's not talking about foot dust or remembering anything. This verse is by Kaumutik Nyay, Kaimutik Nyay, actually glorifying Radhika's Mahabhav. It means if the person who just remembers her foot dust immediately brings Krishna under control, then how great, what to speak of Radhika's love. You understand? This is Kaimutik Nyay, glorification of Madanaki Mahabhav, actually, this verse.
I need to write that one down. That's the first word.
In Bhajan Raja. There are so many. Yatadapi Vasananjala Kalinutta Danyasi Danya Pavanena Kritatamana Yogendra Durgana Gatira Visudanopi Tasya Namostu Brishabhanu Bhubo Dishepi. Also Radharasa Sudanidhi. Means the wind was blowing and it lifted the corner of Radhika's ancho. And then became heavy with the fragrance of her body, which was in her cloth, and then moved slowly across the surface of Radhika. On the other side, Krishna was there, feeling separation, because Radhika wouldn't meet with him. And when the fragrance of the Radhika's corner of her cloth touched the nose of Krishna, he began to pray with folded hands, and he thanked the priest. Oh, I'm indebted to you, now my life is successful. Yogendra Durgama Gati Madhusudanopi. Krishna is Madhusudan. That Madhusudan who's very difficult to attain for the Yogendras, the kings of mystic power, means Lord Shiva and others. Even the greatest masters of mystic power, they think that their life is successful if they could attain Krishna, but it's very hard. But that Krishna thinks his life is successful if he gets a smell from very far away of the corner of Radhika. So then he gives the conclusion, Tasya namostu brishabhanu bhuvo dishepi. Therefore, I offer my pranam to the direction in which Radhika is standing. What does that mean? If I say I honor you, this is honor. If I say I honor your shoes, this is more honor. If I say I honor any member of your family, like Mahaprabhu said, oh, even a dog in Chivananda Sain's house is dear to me. If I say I honor anyone in your family, what is this? Is even more honor for you. If I honor the place where you live, then it's brief. But the most disconnected thing from you is the direction that you're standing in. Yeah? So, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur, he's saying, I give my pranam to the direction in which Vrishabhanu Nandini is standing. What does that mean? How much love I have for her. This is all kaimotik nyan. It's always employed by our acharyas because it's more powerful. Actually, words can express how they feel. So they have to employ the kaimotik nyan in order to express the way that they feel. These are Gurudev's favorite verses. Yasya kadapi vasalam chala kela nata. Papa. Pa. Big eyes. Papa. And Mudras.
It's the essence
because Rupa Goswami says yat tamakara bharabhu, the appearance of rasa is symptomized by an inundation of Shuddha Sattva which causes tamakarita. Tamakarita, ascharya, adabhut, all means the same thing, astonishment. So this chamakarita, this adbhut, is the essence of ras. Why? Because there's prakrit ras and aprakrit ras. What's the difference? The prakrit ras may taste a little good, and after some time it tastes bad. If you hear something, you see some mundane drama, the first time you see it, it's amazing. Second time it's not so amazing. After you've seen it 50 times, it's just boring. In fact, it's disgusting. But the transcendent, the aprakita rasa, its prominent characteristic is it's always astonishing. The first time, the second time, a million times, it's always astonishing.
In fact, it always seems like it's brand new, right?
Yeah. Nava nava rasa yajyatam rantam asit. So this is why this adbhut, it's astonishing. And this is the sar, the essence of rasa. But adbhut is also one gauna rasa. Yeah, it means adbhut rasa. It comes in a particular pastime, it will come and then it will go. The Adbhut may also become the Sthayi Bhav if that devotee's Sthayi Bhav is Paratarati, not Swatarati. It can become, it's called the Gaunarati. It's still Gaunarati, but why is this word Rati being given? Because Rati means Sthayi Bhav. So Gaunarati means that the Mukhya Rati has receded and given prominence to the Hasya mood or Adbhut mood or whatever, and therefore it's taken up the name Gaunarati. Otherwise, so this Gaunarati will be the Sthayi Bhav of Gaunaras.
There's such a thing like Prakritaras, according to the definition
we had here.
Prakritaras?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. The whole Natya Shastra, Shastra of Bharat Muni.
Like and defined rasa, kai samagre.
Yes. If you read Sahitya Darpan, all everything is there. Naik Ved, Swadina Bhakritya Khan, everything. Sat Drist Dilalit Naik Dirashanta, everything is there in the Prakrit Rasa Alankar Shastra. And
scholars, right, they argue that Rupa Goswami just basically...
The scholars just say that Rupa Goswami just, you know, plagiarized the Vishwanath, the author of Sahitya Darpan, and Bharat Muni, and just made his concocted Gaudiya philosophy. Mm? Because almost all the things, if you read Sahitya Darpan, if you read the content page of Sahitya Darpan, it looks like the content page of Ujjwala Nilamani practically. You know, it goes through the different heroes, the different heroines, the Sthayi Bhav, the Avatari Bhav, Prakaranam, and everything like that. It looks very much like Ujjwala Nilaman. But the explanation is that the material world is a reflection of the spiritual world. So therefore, the Prakrit Ras Tattva and the Aprakrit Ras Tattva must be very, very, very much resembling each other. Must be.
Yeah.
They can't be so different. Because this world has its root in the spiritual world.
I have to just move my chair into the shade.
Yeah, so all these things are there, but Rupa Goswami has written some Rashadri. Because Parakya Bhav is not Parakya Ras, it's not Ras, it's Rasa Bhav. In Vedic drama, you can't have a drama which encourages the society to engage in sinful activity. You know, you can't have a drama where the hero dies in the end and everyone goes home fried. You know, it's like in the old days when Hollywood used to make films. You know, then you know the good guy, his hat was white and the bad guy's hat was black. You know, and in the end they had a fight and the bad guy died and the good guy won the beautiful girl and went home and all lived happily ever after. But then as more traumatic Bhav came in, then they started to make films where the bad guys win, all the good guys get murdered, and that's the end of the film.
No. First was Rajasic. The good guy wasn't completely good, and the bad guy wasn't completely bad, and
yeah,
you know, and it was kind of pathetic when the bad guy died. And the good guy had to do something corrupt to kill him or something, you know.
Yeah.
Now
the whole hero of the movie and everything is bad from the beginning to the end. And
the
he's
end
the hero.
Hero.
So in the you couldn't do that in the Vedic society. You couldn't.
Going? Oh, Brenda's leaving us.
Hi, Bo. You going to Katikati?
Yes.
I convey my pranam to your mother and father and your brother. Tell your brother that we all miss him and we wonder why he's not here with us right now.
I'll tell him.
Don't forget.
I won't forget. Mm-hmm. I keep telling him. Stay with
the Yeah. Yeah. Not write anything. According to Natya Shastra, which was degrading for society, and therefore there's no Parakya Rasa in the Natya Shastra. In Sahitya Darpan, this verse Yakomara Harasaiva is the example of Rasa Bhav. Because this woman, though in the end she married that man, but this is talking about her, how he practically raped her, you know, before they even got married, you know, like this. So this is. But she's telling, well, I really liked it actually, I'm bored now. You know, that's the essence of the verse, you know. So this is Rasa Bhav. And so when Marpa was singing it, you know, it raised a few eyebrows.
first the material scripture and then the first example.
So, what to do? And so, this Prakrit Rasa Shastra is very, very detailed. There, all the alankars are there. Asha alankar, Samuchai alankar, Anuprash alankar, Virodabhat alankar, Sleshvakya, Slesh alankar, different types of Sleshvakya, Shabda Slesh, Dwani Slesh, Artha Slesh. Very interesting. Okay. I've been studying since the Dharma Mission.
Jivera
Surapa is Krishna Nitya. Nitya. In Vedanta Shamantak, Baldevi Dabhusha, he raises this point. In the I think Vishnu Purana, it is stated that the living entity is always the servant of Krishna. He is never the servant of anyone else. So then he gives the counter argument, but when the living entity is in Maya, he's not the servant of Krishna. And anyway, the living entity is Nirvishesh. And then he gives the counter argument to that. He says, to that I say, no, the living entity is not Nirvishesh. He is always the servant of Krishna. And just as fire comes out from wood, in the same way, when the living entity comes under the guidance of bona fide guru, his dasatva, his quality of being the servant of Krishna, manifests. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Thing while we're stuck in this wheel.
While, when, how? This word while means what? It means my brain is chained very tightly to the conception of material time. While. Which period of time? From last Tuesday till next Tuesday?
But our relationship, like our
See,
mood.
That's what happens if you don't take a bath and take on it before Mangalati.
Okay.
As you don't have power to think clearly. Try to be in the mode of goodness, then you can think. Satvam yad brahma darshanam. Satvam yad brahma darshanam. Those in the mode of goodness can understand Brahma, truth.
Suchi hoi muchi hoi yadi krishna bhaja.
Yes, so to do bhaja, then you won't be muchi, you become suchi.
Okay.
So, if you're saying when, while the jivas in this world, what's your swarup doing?
Yeah.
This question while means from the beginning of a particular period to the end of a particular period.
Yeah.
So now you're trying to take the spiritual and bring it into the material conception. This is a mistake. Very hard. So, but we can understand when Satvam Yad Brahma Darshanam, when we're situated strongly in the mode of goodness, then you can think about these things and understand.
So no time.
I didn't think he was like. The day he was born, practically.
Oh,
I knew his mother.
From Birmingham.
I knew his mother. Yeah, preached his mum and dad.
I was telling him before yesterday at the feast when you were starting Bouchard. I was describing how when I was a child you used to start Bouchard, and I was such a young boy I'd always take too much from a plate, and you'd laugh because it was brown shades because I couldn't take what was on the plate. And I was such a young boy.
I was preaching to him when his mother saw me. And his brother. What's your brother doing? Is he in Maya?
Yeah.
Yeah? Anyway, that's how hope. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
He'll have to follow the path of your father. Getting married several times, so many kids and working hard and headache and everything. But always having some idea on Krishna consciousness. Your father is good. Has strong faith. Good faith. But you should be Brahmachari.
I want to be.
Have you seen how much your father has suffered?
Yes.
Yeah, you've
two
seen it.
Two relationships. And
yeah.
So many children.
Very difficult, huh? You don't want to go through that, do you? Chewing the tube. Your father chews the chewing gum and then spits it out. No taste at all. Then you pick it up and then you try to suck it. No, don't do that. Learn by the mistakes of others.
No, you just didn't know anything.
Yeah, I think if your dad had your opportunity, then he'd be Brahmachari also, for sure.
I have so much honor for your father. Right. I was very close friends with him.
Was a good ex Nama. Alright, so Brahmacharya is suffering, but so is also the life, but better, at least this suffering will end in a good result.
Yeah, you have to remember this. If you're in Brahmacharya life, you have to undergo so much suffering. And if you're in household life, you have to undergo so much suffering. So, in which ashram will you suffer the most, and which ashram will you suffer the least? This is my question. No. If he gets it wrong, if he gets it wrong, then you'll get it right for sure, because there's only two answers. So what's the answer?
Both Brahmacharya ashram.
Oh, what's your answer?
Suffer.
In which ashram will you suffer the most, if you're a household or Brahmacharya?
Well, yeah.
Grihastha. You are wrong, he is right. He said both the same, because your suffering is fixed from your previous life. You understand? It doesn't matter which decision you make. Your happiness and distress is going to be the same. The only difference is, the suffering that you do in your household life is suffering for nothing. You're suffering for nothing. And the suffering that in your Brahmacharya life is bringing you back home, back to Godhead. Because you're doing it for, you're suffering for Krishna. So actually, the choice is, do you want to suffer for something or for nothing? Because it's the same. Tasyaiva heto prayateta kovido na labhite yad brahmatamu paryada na labhite dukabad anyata sukam kalena savasta gabira ranghasa. Narada told Vyasadeva, those who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end, the purposeful end, which cannot be attained even by wandering from the top to the bottom of the universe. As far as the happiness from sense gratification is concerned, such happiness comes automatically by the influence of time. So your happiness and distress is fixed, and therefore you should not endeavor for anything but that purposeful end which cannot be attained anywhere in the universe. In other words, pure bhakti. Service of Radha and Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. Try for that. Your happiness and distress is fixed. Nothing to say, nothing to do about that. So strive for something purposeful, not for something insignificant and meaningless. Yeah, samanjasarati. Divided, diluted, dependent, that's everything. Swakya. Swakya ras. So that is the prakrit. Prakrit, swakya ras. This swakya ras, because it's actually aprakrit swakya ras, so it's adbhut. The essence, because it's also astonishing. The Queen's Dog also explained, but the Prakrit Swakya Rasa, not astonishing.
For one day.
For one day. You know, on the wedding day in India, then you ride on a horse with a crown and all decorated and a brass band and all, hundreds of people following you singing and dancing. Gauranga Maharaj used to say, king for a day and fool for life.
Song, isn't it?
Yeah, you can delete this little letter on here, this part.
this look. Fool for life.
Yeah, and the sign's telling where you're going too. Bullsh.
What happened to the?
That's a town here in New Zealand. We went through it on the way up here. Everything's bull.
So if I.
Fix your goal now. Trouble with what?
Trouble saying this now, it's not the same, but I'm going to say anyway.
Yeah?
If I open my heart and say to Gurudev, I really want to be Brahmacharya, deep down I want to be Brahmacharya, but sometimes my mind is saying that I don't want to be.
Yeah,
if I tell Gurudev and beg him to take that away from me, then, you know, the same way he did with his Gurudev, the problem in sleeping in class,
yeah.
Can Gurudev?
Yeah, you should do. You can do.
Okay.
Because actually, you don't want to get married, you just want to have sex. This is the thing.
Yeah, someone said it straight.
Right. Yeah, because you've got an 18-year-old body. How old's your body?
19.
You have an 18-year-old body. So 18-year-old bodies just want to have sex. It's just the body that you're in, like that. So now just tolerate. And this tolerating is a kind of suffering. But it's not more or less suffering that's coming anyway. If you don't tolerate, But you'll get the same amount of suffering. So why not just tolerate? Mm-hmm. Prahlad Maharaj, he said that Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukam Hitucham Kanduya Aina Kalayo Iva Duka Dukam
Kipyanti Neha
Kripana Bahuduka Bhajan Kanduti Van Masani Manasijan Vishaheta Dhiraha. They don't mean tolerate. He said that Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukam, those who are the materialistic persons, their whole life revolves about sex. They get married for sex, their children come from sex, and they're working hard to have a nice comfortable home where they can have sex. That's all. This is the life. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukam Hitucham. This is the basis of everything. Yan Maitunadi Grihamedi Sukam Hitucham. The happiness that they feel in their household life is tucha, means insignificant. They want happiness and they think it's coming just now, but actually the actual amount of happiness that they really experience is like nothing, practically nothing. Hitucham. What is their happiness? Kanduya eva karyo eva dukha dukam. It's like you have an itch. You have some, like our Bhishma. He got bitten by these sand flies, right? So it was itching. So what did he do? He scratched. Why? Because when you scratch, it feels good.
Crazy, yeah.
But the more you scratch, the more it itches. And then the more it itches, the more you scratch. And then it starts to bleed. Then it becomes infected. And then in the end, you've got to stop touching it anyway.
And it's itching more.
That's horrible.
And blood's coming and it's infected and now you can't touch it anyway. So sex desire is like that, you know? You think it feels good, so you do it. But then the more you do it, then the more you want to do it. And then the more you do it, then the more your desire increases. And in the end, it just causes so much pain and misery in the form of so many kids and families and AIDS and all types of diseases and everything. You're passing semen, so you start to lose your brain, you go senile, start to go senile in your 40s and 50s, like this. You age rapidly, you start to age very quickly because you're losing semen, vital force of your body, like this, and you're entangled with a woman who's nagging you all the time. Gurgulan Maharaj gave a good example. There was a witch, and she looked like a very beautiful woman. And one princess came, and she brought him to her place. And that prince enjoyed with that witch. And then she sprinkled water on him and he became a goat. And she tied him up to a post, like that, and he was there. And then every now and then, when she wanted to have sex, she'd sprinkle water, he'd become a prince again. She'd enjoy with him, and then again, sprinkle on him, and became a goat chained up, like this. So Srila Gurgavin gave this as the example. That the living entity is attached to sex life. He lives like a goat who's chained up. Yeah? Completely constricted, completely restricted, like a stupid, dumb animal. Eh? And only for a few minutes every now and then he feels like a prince, and then again he becomes a ghost.
Watch this. How about the birth, not the festival?
There's so many verses, we have to do one of them. So this actually is like the itch. So what does that mean? Tripyanti neha kripana. Tripyanti neha kripana. Those who are kripana, very miserly. They're not. What does miserly mean? A miser is someone who's selfish. So it means that living entity who's concerned with his local interest, not universal interest. There's him and his immediate family. This is a local interest. So he's a miser. He's not generous. Who's generous? One who's concerned with universal interest. He wants to give happiness to the cause of all causes, the origin of the universe, by which the whole universe becomes happy when they please God. So those who are kripana, they're concerned with local interest. And the person who's open-hearted and generous is concerned with the universal interest. So those who are concerned with the local interest, they're called kripana. Tripyanti neha, they are never satisfied. Despite all their sex life, they're never satisfied. Never. Again and again and again, finally they think, oh, this woman has no flavor. I need another one. So they're never satisfied. Tripyanti neha, bhajana bahuduka bhajam. And what do they experience? They only experience misery. Kandutivan manasijam vishaheta dira. So a sober person will tolerate this itching because he knows that this itching is manasijam. Manasijam, that means born from the mind. Yeah, it's born from his mind. You see, when there's Rajagun is in the mind, yeah, see, your body doesn't want sex because your body's dead. It's only made of earth, water, fire, air and ether. You know, she's got a bucket of earth and a bucket of some fire and some water and everything. Doesn't want to have sex. The five dead material animals don't want sex. So why is your body agitated? Because of the mind. In the mind, there is Rajagun, the mode of passion. So, if you cultivate the mode of goodness in your life, then the mode of passion will not come in your mind. Then your body won't disturb you. It's actually, body doesn't want anything. It's like this car, even when it's running out of gas, it's not thirsty. Yeah? You understand? So this body's not hungry, not thirsty, it doesn't have lust or anything. But it feels like it does because of the presence of the subtle body. And when Rajagun is in the subtle body, then desire comes. All types of desires come. So, what should you do? You should tolerate. And every time you tolerate a desire coming in your mind, then you're moving one step further towards the mode of goodness. And the symptom of the mode of goodness is satisfaction. Someone whose mind is sattvic doesn't have any lust. So every time you tolerate, you're one step. When lusty desire comes, say, good, now it's the chance to advance and tolerate. Do some service which is so distracting, you don't have time to think about these things. And work hard so all day so much, because it's coming in your mind, mainly at when you go to sleep at night and you lie down, but you're not tired. Then all these thoughts come in your mind. So what do? You work hard all day for Guru, and then when it's time to take rest, you just crash out like that. And before you know it, the alarm clock's going, it's time for Mangalati again. Like this. So you stay engaged. And in this way, your mind will not be your enemy, and at the same time, every time you tolerate, you're moving towards the mode of goodness. When mode of goodness comes, you won't even have any desire anymore. Be completely satisfied. So like this, make a plan in your life how to become happy, because the scratching method doesn't work. You scratch and the desire will increase more and more, and then you come to a point where you have the desire but you can't do anything about it, and then you'll really be suffering, and then you've got to tolerate anyway. But then you're old person, your brain is finished, you wasted your life, you can't do better, and take birth, and then again same thing. Attraction between male and female, like what? There's only some reaction, biological reaction. If you get some water and you put in your vitamin C powder, what happens?
Reaction.
Fizzing. But for how long? Less than a minute, and then the water becomes flat again. So when male and female come together, one reaction comes. Fizzing. But after some time, this reaction is finished. Oh, now this woman's thinking this man has no flavor. And man is thinking this woman has no flavor. And whatever they do, they can't do anything about it. But there is a way you can make that water fizz again. How? Get another packet. You open another packet and put that in. That means, now you have to go to another woman. Like this. Your father married how many times? Two, three times?
Two times.
So it does not matter. This attraction lasts for a short time and then becomes flat. And then again you have to go somewhere else to make this desire come. So this is not good policy. Gurudev gave an example. One man went to a party, and at the party he saw one woman very attractive. So he started talking to her, chatting to her. Okay, then he said, well, you want to come back to my place for coffee? This is Sleshwaka. Everyone knows the meaning of coffee. So anyway, then he took her, they went back to his apartment. So then they had coffee, introduction of her over. Then turned down the lights like this, then they started to embrace each other. Then he discovered in the dark, my God, I thought she had very long, nice hair, but this is a wig. And then, I thought she has very nice breasts, but this is some padding. And then he was, oh my God, this is a man. I've been tricked. This is a man. He did not realize. So you're all laughing. But who's laughing? Gurudev said that the sadhu, when he sees the living entities who are both of the same gender getting together into pairs to get married, it's like ridiculous for him. As you are laughing, you think this is ridiculous. So for the sadhu, this is ridiculous. that the living entities being both of the same gender, both Prakriti, they think I'm male, I'm female, and they get together and to try to enjoy. This is, for the sadhus, eyes are open. This is just ridiculous. Why are you getting together in press? Why don't me and Maharaj get together? And you and Sadhananda get together? You know, this idea never even comes in your mind. Yeah? Why are you thinking of getting together with some woman? Why? You are same gender. What are you thinking? You are thinking you are man and you are woman. So if you are thinking you are male and she's female, what's the difference between you and a dog? Gurudev said.
Why not marry a dog?
No, not that you should marry a dog. The dog also, I'm a dog, she's a bitch. The dog also has this consciousness. I am male, she is female. So if you are also thinking I am male, she is female, then what's the difference between you and the dog? Where's your spiritual life? Where's your humanity? Your developed consciousness? Where? Let's deliberate on these things again and again. Pana say, Nanam Mithu Ivatmana. One should make a very hard endeavor to understand that a woman is death personified.
This is a Shastra, boys.
I saw something here. Where was it?
I saw one big thing. You getting this? A big pickle?
Like this, and killing everyone? Like that? So, you think that death, the Grim Reaper, wears black and carries a big pickle. But you don't know. The Grim Reaper wears a size. But you don't understand? Because you're so blank. If you cannot understand, but Chastra said, try to understand. Narim Mrityu Eva Atmanaha. Woman is death. Oh, if death will come, oh my god, the Grim Reaper's coming. The full moon goes, oh, very nice.
They should have had that verse in Beautiful Kalpa. They're describing Beautiful Kalpa.
Beautiful Kalpa.
Yeah. I never had that verse there. Woman is like death. Make your decision based on that.
Bhagavatam also, Natatasu Bhavek Klesho, in this verse, says woman is like a blind well in the forest. There's a very deep hole which is dry with poisonous snakes in the bottom. And it was a well, but now it's become disused and grass has grown over the top. So you are walking along and you just like disappear through the grass and no one ever sees you ever again. Dead. That's called a blind well. So woman's like that. You don't see what's coming, but you just disappear and no one sees you again. What that means, your soul. Your false ego is going on, grub, talking all the time. I'm going on my holiday. Isn't my son beautiful? We're having another baby next week. You know, like that. But your soul has died. Your soul went down a black hole, never to be seen again. Completely just absorbed in the material platform.
But Kapila is saying for a woman, she should think in verse.
Yeah. In the next verse, the verse after this, Kapildev said, a woman should consider her husband, her family members, her home, and all paraphernalia connected with that to be the arrangement of the mature energy for her complete destruction. Because a woman thinks, husband is protecting me, my house is very nice, and my kids are beautiful. But Kapildev said, no, you should think your husband, your children, your house, and everything are the arrangement of Maya for your complete ruination. This is like your execution party.
This is why this policy is not so great for household life. That's why a lot of devotees reject it, actually. Internally they reject it. Externally they've got all the forms. Devotee clothing, go to the feast on Sunday. But actually, internally, even Pio, right? What did he say? That Krishna consciousness caused the ruination of my marriage.
Yeah. No, he did. He did that.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. We did that understanding ruins my marriage. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, was it the understanding or was it the fact that...
But a lot of devotees have that problem. They go to the material psychologists and try to have a good relationship, all these things.
But as an inclusive belief, I mean, this is for everyone, Vaishnavism. So yeah. If it's all inclusive, you know, society would, if people became monks, society wouldn't fall apart.
Oh, there's no, don't worry. If society falls apart, it's very good. It will never happen.
Yeah.
But those who are householders, they should hear the philosophy.
and try to take it into their heart and cultivate renunciation internally. Because it's not reasonable or practical that everyone can be renounced. Depends on our sanskar. So, but if we have good association and a little desire, these two together, it is possible.
The husband and wife both want self-realization, and they both realize that the dangerous situation, and especially as they get older, then they can adjust. If they're in a sattvic mode, both of them, it's not rajasic mode in the house.
When the woman reaches about the age of 50, yeah, then her period stops, and she starts to get some facial hair, she's turning into a man anyway. So, then it's all over. And that's why all the householders we see, at about the age of 50, they're divorcing their wives and marrying some young teenage girl from Poland or from Russia who's trying to get a green card.
Every single one of my god brothers is remarried to a young Russian girl right now. Or Polish.
Or an Eastern Bloc country where they're poor and they're trying to escape and come to the decadent West.
But they, at the first, age of 50? They first come to Vrindavan, because you know that's where they can snare them once a year.
I've seen this happen a lot of friends' parents about the age.
Yeah, even that one phenomenon. Okay. Even the material world's a phenomenon. What does bigger devotees have been so-called chanting for 30 years?
Yeah.
So I don't want to go down that path, but it's very... The energy of woman is very, very powerful. So when man and woman come close together, then starts to vikara in the Atma Swarup. Modification, the whole consciousness begins to morph. So some segregation is required. Very important. This is not discrimination against men or women. Discrimination on behalf of men and women. To help both. Should be some segregation. If you come too close, you have no bad intention. But bad intention will come. The word yoshit in Sanskrit means woman. But yoshit means that upon seeing whom the desire to enjoy manifests in the heart. You may have very good intentions and your heart is pure, but you come close to a woman, associate for a little time, and then you find that you're full of desires. Because the desires, the anatta, they're naisargic phal. They're the fruit of the vikar in the jivsurup. So this vikar comes, this transformation of the heart comes, just by proximity. So it says, the Shastra says, don't be alone with your mother, your sister, or your own daughter. Even. Or doesn't mean that you will do anything bad or anything. But only being alone there, then, or gradually, some vikar will come, and then you may meet with anyone else. So when the vikar comes, the transformation atmosphere starts, and starts to get going. It's very hard to reverse. Very hard. Attachment. Like Bharat Maharaj, once he got a little attachment to that deer, once it started moving, the vikar in his heart came. Then, he couldn't reverse it by his own power. Without sadhu sangha, he couldn't do it.
If you just take the vow, you just, no matter what happens, stay in good association.
I want Grev to take this away from me, just not mega, mega. Big,
yeah,
as far as I know.
But it's like
right now.
It just, it's irritating.
Yeah,
it just
yeah,
keeps coming.
Like
because we live in the atmosphere.
Well, even like Bhaktivinoda Thakura says in this article on love, attraction and repulsion are felt by all living entities for all other living entities.
My father
you
always,
can't help it.
My father always told me that I'll never ever be able to run away from anything. I once said to Rupa, oh, I'll go to India and everything will be fine, but he told me, you know. Even in India, Maya is just as strong, you know.
Yeah,
but depending on the association, but Maya can be just as strong in India.
Anyway,
you know?
Because it's your same mind.
It's in the mind.
Your mind is
you can't run away. But,
but try to be in good association.
Mm-hmm.
If you associate with someone like him, then this will not help you. No, we have friendship with everyone. But if you associate closely and talking, Pajalpa and everything,
very bad people.
What was it? Bhaktivinoda Thakura or his article? It's even more right? It's even more dangerous to associate with those who are attached to a woman.
It's more dangerous to associate with a man who's attached to a woman than to associate with a woman. Why? If any lady will come, or she'll come here and sit down here and speak with me, then I'll be very respectful like mother or sister or daughter, depending on the age. Hmm? But if a man will come who is attached to a woman and then start speaking in a derogatory way against women, as if they're just like some object of enjoyment, then you learn that mood. Mm-hmm. And then this ruins your life. So attachment to have a close friendship with a man who is attached to a woman is more dangerous than associating with a woman even. So janasangastaloyam cha satvi bhakti vinashati. Janasanga means associating with women, associating with mayavadi, or man is attached to woman.
Maharaj, you were speaking before about the separation between men and women and the necessity of that for spiritual life.
Yeah.
Is there a way that can go too far? Because I know that just like, you know, we learn in Aparikrat Lila that the stimulation that happens because of Radha and Krishna not being able to be together. I know from a lot of people that tell me when they live in temples, if they happen to walk with a woman shopping, they start fantasizing, maybe this one's supposed to be my wife. And I think some of the times, because of the extreme separation, then it builds a desire stronger than it may have in other ways. So it seems like
if one lady is sitting there and we are sitting here, and then someone, they are very, very far away, but they're remembering. So association is also in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only proximity. Yeah. Proximity is dangerous, but association is also there in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you solve this problem? You have to chant Hare Krishna. Because it's not a question of being close or being far away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are actually some only just to make a favorable environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that some segregation
mm-hmm.
is required to make a favorable environment.
Mm-hmm.
But that you can just by making a favorable environment overcome the issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a stopgap measure.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to chant Hare Krishna. That taste is coming.
Yeah.
Realization is coming. That all the senses are satisfied.
Yeah.
And then there's no problem. You know, there isn't, and you can't say for a person who's not chanting and praying sincerely,
you know, wear tight underwear.
Yeah, that, you know, have a cold shower, drink a glass of water, wear tight underwear, and you know, keep 100 yards, you know, width around any lady.
Yeah.
It won't work.
Yeah.
They'll still go, you know, their mind will pop.
Yeah.
Complete. This is not the answer.
Yeah.
Answer is bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
But to just to make a favorable atmosphere for that, then there's some segregation.
Well, I guess what I've seen some of the times, it feels like that an over amount, you know, it's just kind of like the law in the tower, the universe, that if something is overly extreme on one end, then aversion, you know, aversion occurs, and the aversion and perversion can come from that.
Attachment and aversion are the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The same.
But then, I guess it's one of these things where, you know, I can see how if a person is trying to be austere, but they don't have the taste in bhakti, and they don't have the association, then they can end up being like a pedophile, or they can
do
all this.
Don't try to do tapasya.
Yeah.
Tapasya is very dangerous.
Yeah.
It always goes the other way.
Yeah.
It flips the other way.
Yeah.
Tapasya is very dangerous. Never do tapasya. Try to only do bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
That means, if a living entity, they may not be very elevated in consciousness, they have many attachments and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're in good association, and they're serving a lot, they'll be so distracted that they'll make it. They'll gradually overcome all their difficulties by being so absorbed in so many other things in Krishna's service. So therefore the example is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Savaimana Krishna Padara Vindayo Vachanti Vaikunta Gunanas Vanane Kuro Hari Mandira Madhanat Jishu Sutim Chakaratu Satkato Daye. That Ambarish Maharaj, his eyes were used in seeing the deity, his hands in cleaning the temple, his ears in hearing Harikatha, his mind in remembering Krishna, his feet on going on parikrama, his head in bowing down, like this. Every one of his senses, his tongue in tasting prasadam, his nose in smelling the flowers, like this. So, it's stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that he was like a king and his senses were like his subjects. So just as the subjects carry the order of king on the threat of death, he made his senses engage. So he's very advanced actually. So for him it's... But we should also be like that. You should think that your senses are like the citizens. Huh? And you order them. Hear, chant, remember, serve,
clean the temple, cook prasadam, pick the flower, like this. And you just tell them what to do. Because if you don't, they'll tell you what to do, and they'll take you to hell.
See, that's one thing we're seeing with all, like a lot of you new boys. See, that Sangha hasn't really been organized, and so it's just so new. We don't have any temples, and a lot of our boys, they don't know. They have to work hard. If they don't work hard, then what happens? They're gone. They're out the door.
Why not you?
You know, you're going to have to work hard anyway. He knows, huh? In the material world. So what do you want to do? You want to work hard for your guru, or you want to work hard for Maya? Either way, you know, I mean, money's hard to get either way, but this way it's you got a whole talk to
you
about Krishna.
If you want
all day.
Money, the woman will help you.
In
my
right.
Yeah, she'll take it all away.
Take it all away.
She'll divorce you and then they take you to the cleaners.
Yeah. Hey!
Here's one we made earlier. Play model.
I can attest from personal experience, when I'm not around women, then there's less vika, or there's no vika.
Yeah.
You're much happier, you're much less agitated.
Much happier.
You know that, Shastra says, Natatastubhavaklesha means there is no suffering greater, and there is no attachment more devastating than the suffering and attachment accrued when one associates with a woman. Mm-hmm. It is the greatest suffering. You know what suffering is? Suffering is the aftermath, the psychological aftermath of sense enjoyment. That's all.
So you see, she's having to drive all the way to Wellington this weekend
when
somebody's
wedding. When the living entity is not engaged in sense gratification, that's who is that? Someone in the mode of goodness. When the living entity is not trying to enjoy his senses, he's automatically satisfied. It's the state of the soul to be satisfied. Atmaneva atmana tushtas. The soul is satisfied by itself, doesn't need anything. So what is distress? What is unhappiness? What is dissatisfaction? It's the psychological aftermath of sensory indulgence. Just that. When you engage your senses in enjoying, the natural aftermath of that is a disposition in your head. I am unhappy. Unhappiness is nothing. So Krishna said in Gita that yehi sangsparsa ja boga dukkha yonaya evate. The contact of the senses with their objects is the birthplace of suffering. Yoni means a womb. Just as the womb of a woman gives birth to a child, so the contact of the senses of their objects gives birth to complete misery. That's all. This is the definition of contact of senses with their objects. It is the birthplace of misery. So Krishna says, Adyantavanta kuntaya anate shu ramate buddha. Therefore an intelligent person does not take pleasure in sense enjoyment. Such pleasures have a beginning and an end. And therefore the intelligent person does not take pleasure in them. The happiness which starts and finishes, this is the cause of suffering. So don't look for happiness in that plane, happiness which has a beginning and end. Happiness in the mode of goodness is like poison in the beginning and nectar in the end. So if something's difficult, you can think there's big happiness on the way. And happiness in the mode of passion is like nectar in the beginning and poison in the end. So if you do anything and it immediately gives you a thrill, and immediately makes you happy, then you know that you've just had some sugar-coated cyanide. You've taken a poison with a sugar coating on, you put it in your mouth, it tastes really sweet. This sweetness is the tip off that now you're going to suffer and burn. So the happiness which comes at once when you do something. Hey, where's the football? Come on, let's go. You know?
Let's jump off the bridge.
Yeah, let's jump off the bridge and break your leg. Remember this mantra, no diving. Remember this mantra. I know hundreds of devotees have broke their arm, their neck, their face, their nose. Why? Only the mode of passion, whoopee, let's enjoy, boom. And they dive in and break themselves. Yeah? So the happiness which is immediately gives you a hit, that's the tip off that you've just taken poison. Watch out, because now the psychological aftermath of sense enjoyment is misery.